At one point this week, Governor Walker said he might reveal his decision on the Menominee Tribe's casino plan by today. But Walker now says his administration is performing due diligence on the proposal, checking out all the details.
There's a lot of issues out there. As you can imagine, there are things where proponents make certain claims. In fact, a rather unique and original way of saying that they met the three criteria. I think I'd owe it to them to look through that. Obviously, there are others who claim that that does not meet the criteria.
The criteria Walker says he's been using include whether there's support from all Wisconsin tribes and whether there'd be no net increase in gaming in the state. Menominee Tribal Chairman Craig Korn is happy Walker is taking a longer look.
I think it's positive that he is taking the time to give it a thorough review and to hear Menominee's concerns and thoughts.
The leader of State Assembly Democrats, Kenosha Representative Peter Barca, is also applauding the Republican governor. Barca hopes Walker keeps thinking about the jobs to be created.
It's pretty tough to pass up. You know, if the governor had 100 projects like this, he'd meet his 250,000 job goal quite easily.
Barca says the Menominee are offering to compensate the Forest County Potawatomi and Ho-Chunk tribes for any lost revenue at their casinos. But the Potawatomi say they're disappointed in the delay of the governor's decision, and the Ho-Chunk say Walker should make his decision quickly so all tribes can move on. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.